I'm Russ White for MSU Today. A team of MSU luminaries will gather at a unique fundraiser that unites the Spartan Nation in raising $1 million to fight Parkinson's disease, or, as Kirk Gibson has nicknamed it, Parky. The Gibby and Friends vs. Parky pregame tailgate will be hosted in MSU's Kellogg Center at 4 o'clock Saturday, September 23rd. That's 4 hours before the Notre Dame football game that kicks off at 8 o'clock that evening. On that same day, Gibson will be on campus as MSU will honor his accomplishments by retiring his football jersey at halftime of the game. Michigan State University President Luana K. Simon, Spartans Athletic Director Mark Hollis, head coaches Tom Izzo, Mark D'Antonio, and Jake Boss Jr., along with Detroit Tigers legend Alan Trammell, Football Hall of Famer Morton Anderson, and a growing roster of special guests will also stand together to unite forces against this formidable challenge. MSU alumnus Peter Secchia is spearheading the effort and organizing the event. He tells Simon, Hollis, and Gibson why he's so passionate about helping with the cause.
I loved Gibby. I worked with him. He helped me co-chair the academic center, and then he went off to the Diamondbacks. And years went by, and we talked. Occasionally we became pretty good friends. We vacationed a little bit together with our families, and then one day he called me and told me he felt he had a problem. And he came over to Grand Rapids, and I moved him through the back halls of the medical organizations. But I don't want to go into all the details of that, but he was diagnosed eventually with Parkinson's. And he decided to take it head on and make the best of it and try to create everybody in his usual team effort of cooperation and collaboration. So we came up with this plan together, but maybe someday he'd be ready to do this. And he wasn't sure the first year that he was ready to do it. And then he had a meeting with you, Mark, and he called me and said, I just talked to Mark. He likes the idea. So let's go forward. Well, then we started to go forward. And I don't have any numbers to announce today, but we're well on our way to be at our goal. And I'll let Gibby take it from here, because from this point on, it is his to tell you about, folks, because you're going to hear from one of the great leaders of the athletic world, and in essence, the spiritual world, because he talks to kids, he loves his family, he's a kind of Mark D'Antonio and Tom Izzo, Kirk Gibson kind of coach. He's always coaching all of us. So I'll let Gibby take it from here, because he's the one that had to announce to his kids what he was facing. And it was a very tough day that Sunday.
Yeah, well, you know, you get news like that, and it's a real kick in the pants. You don't really know what to do, who to turn to. Obviously, Peter told you, I turned to Peter to even address what I knew was something that was different than athletic and orthopedic surgery injuries. And, you know, I did tell my family, and then you don't really know how you're going to deal with it. But what you find out is your friends and your family, and, you know, not just my immediate family, but the Spartan family members, they all come running to the rescue. And that's the way it's supposed to be for anybody in their life. Hopefully you have people you can count on. You have a close-knit family. You can pick each other up, help each other through tough times, and keep each other humble in good times. And, you know, so now what? Do you go public with it? Do you go reclusive with it? You know, I thought that over. That was a real easy decision for me to go public with it, because, you know, I have mentors in my life, and if you can make a difference, you must make a difference. I thought that by me coming out public and getting involved and trying to find ways for people to realize they might have Parkinson's, ways to who to go to see if they have it, the different therapies and ways to address it, and ultimately find a cure, that was the way I was going to go. And it wasn't going to be an individual thing. It never has been for me. I was going to turn to my teammates and attack it the best way we know, is together. And, you know, Peter told you how we came up with the idea. He wanted me to do it the year before. I wasn't ready for it. This year we're ready. And, and the good thing about it is not only the people that we've solicited, President Steinman has also agreed to bring her President's Luncheon that she has every year and combine it with us so we can have more stock, more visibility, more people to spread the word. And the more people we get involved, the better. We need to get the good word out there. We need to find out people who want to be involved. And then, you know, ultimately, we want to get people who would normally not get together to get together and share their information and be innovative in ways to attack Parkinson's disease. So that's kind of my story. And Peter's put together, I mean, he's not going to tell you, but he's really, you know, spearheaded this whole effort. And I'm merely along for the ride to do my part. And I'm just fortunate to have such a great family in the Spartan family and all my teammates. You'll be amazed at the amount of teammates and Michigan Staters that you're going to see being involved in helping my mission to find a cure for Parkinson's disease.
Ambassador Sekia was a spearhead as we thought about the role of Michigan State and research, medical research in Grand Rapids, the partnership with the Van Andel Institute. Peter was a great sponsor of Jack Lipton and his team early on, looking at Parkinson's, other neuromuscular diseases, as a part of a research hub in Grand Rapids, in Michigan State University and Van Andel. And that was a team that you visited along with other clinicians in Grand Rapids in Peter's visit. And he was part of putting that team together and keeping us together as a team, working side by side in Grand Rapids, and we're pleased that this is going to be an extension of that partnership for us to be able to work together. And you made a comment, we were really honored that Gibby was a commencement speaker for us at our convocations this year. And the message about needing to work together across disciplinary lines to deal with a disease like Parkinson's and get everybody on the same page was a strong message. And that's part of what we want to do with Gibby and Friends and Park versus Parkey event is not simply Gibby and Friends as people, but recognizing that this has to be an emphasis for great research, but people talking to one another in new and different ways so that we really can attack Parkinson's on all fronts. And this is the symbol, I think, of that event of Gibby and Friends versus Parkey.
Well, we're trying very hard to, and we have approval of our use of funds. We net the money we think we're going to net, and we're actually 80% of our way to our goal, so I'm sure we're going to surpass it. But we have three different buckets, and we're going to require cooperation between the disciplines. We're going to have Van Andel people with MSU people, Spectrum people with MSU people, and the third one will be all of our community partners involved who are helping just to give the word out and do some of the clinical research. And Gibby has explained to many people the dopamine cells in the brain, and people like Dr. Contag that you've recruited who can put a hair follicle wire in the brain and send out sounds and tell which cells will produce dopamine, which cells are sick, and which cells are already dead. And that way the surgeon can go right to that part of the brain and doesn't have to cut open the scalp of some child to find out where the problem is for the surgery. And so that's the stuff we're doing. As Gibby and I like to talk about, we're going to make it. Cooperation and collaboration is the mantra, but it's always been a Michigan State mantra, Lou. I remember in the 60s, I hate to admit it, but I was here in the 50s, actually, and I remember meeting people who wanted to work together. And what basically it was the sports disciplines and their education case study kind of thinking. So Gibby is a guy who uses a lot of his coaching with this. So he's an easy guy to work with. I try not to overdo it with him. And we have to understand that Parkinson's also requires rest. Parkinson's also requires medication. If he misses his med, he's off. And he knows it. But he is talking about it. He's like the Betty Ford of the male side. He's talking about his problems.
It's important. I mean, right now we have some students, because of the medication question, developing an application, because if the context is people going home from the hospital with multiple medications, some with food, some not with food. Very simple app to send them away with so they remember to take it, but take it at the right time with the right stuff. And there are just a lot of things about this friend's part of versus Parkinson's that isn't just the sophisticated technology. It's about things that people can use anywhere to really make a difference in their lives through a community-based medical school, Van Andel, and Gibby and friends being the amplifier of the voices.
Hey, Gibby, your friends, they're all going to be there. They're starting to come in the letters, and some of the people whose names I remember back when you were playing football. And of course, everybody should know that the night of the event for Gibby and friends versus Parky, Parky is the nickname that Gibby has given his disease so that we can make a cartoon character out of this guy who's an evil person, and he inhibits the vessels of and the brain cells of people who don't even know they have it today. And we're going to talk about this insidious disease. And Gibby's going to have a major role in this at the conclusion of the program, so we're going to save this up. George Perlis and Jim Pochin are going to be involved. They're serious recipients of the Parkinson's disease. So
they are. They're brave and courageous individuals who have been dealing with Parkinson's. So, Mark, and I think this is really important time. Gibby, I'm so pleased, and you're so courageous to take this fight publicly, and we're honored that we're part of it, part of your team.
Peter knows how I feel about getting, you saying words like that, it makes me blush. It's not about me. It's about a huge community, and it's about, people who, the university who has done so much to help people. I was a young little boy there. I came there for an opportunity. Michigan State gave me that opportunity, and it gave me opportunities to meet you, President Simon, Mark Hollis, Peter Stecchia, and to meet so many great teammates and play with people who, we all kind of taught each other what was right and what was wrong and how we can help other people. We've had great mentors as coaches, and we've had great parents that have taught us that, you can't just take what you win and not share it with others and encourage them to fight through various situations in their life. So, I'm doing this because it's my obligation to give back. I believe in that 100%. We just want to beat this somehow, and where nobody cares who gets the credit. We're not looking for credit. We're just looking for results. Grand Rapids specifically, we have the Medical Mile there. There's so many resources right there. We're really focusing on that area. Michigan State's there, Van Andel, Spectrum, St. Mary's, Priority Health, and we're just trying to get people, normally somewhat competitive against each other, but we can still compete for a good cause, and it makes sense. And that's why I'm doing it. And as I said earlier, it's amazing and overwhelming from the support from my friends and teammates and people that I've met throughout my career. And to have your support, all your support, it makes it the thing to do. And hopefully it's innovative in that we can encourage others to organize other events to help people and someday find a cure for this disease. And I hope through our collaboration.
And we're committed not only to having this be in a locus in Grand Rapids, but throughout every community that Michigan State University touches in the United States, in Michigan, and around the world. But Mark, I'm going to let you sort of talk a bit about this is a logistically difficult day, and Peter commented about getting agreement to do it. It is the president's brunch because it's a major football game day. There were some other things athletics had thought about doing that day, and Mark, I'll turn it over to you, and we decided to pool all of our efforts in one special occasion.
Yeah, first of all, I grew up in a time, high school, college, when Gibby had the ability to have an impact on my life without him even knowing it. and stepping into the batter's box in 84 with the Tigers and 88 with the Dodgers and watching and knowing where I was at during those moments in time. He stood in the batter's box and really became an icon as an individual as he was pulling a team and cities to a positive place. And that's what Gibby's doing once again, is he's stepping into the batter's box and he's pulling an effort forward that's going to impact so many people beyond himself. And once again, I'm indebted with great respect for him for that. Also, want to congratulate Gibby. That night will also be an opportunity for us to celebrate his eventual induction into the College Football Hall of Fame. They will be on campus. His name will go up with the others that have been inducted. And look forward to that December night in New York City to be with him and see that great enshrinement into that Hall of Fame and something that's well-deserved. He also, when he does these events, it's not just a name, it's impactful. August 27th and 28th down at Wingate will be another opportunity for Gibby to attack Parkey in a positive way and have people with him. But Notre Dame football, you know, it doesn't get any bigger than that. We're wrapping it around something that's even greater in this fight against Parkinson's. It'll be in an event that will collaborate with the president's reception as far as activities there. And Peter's done a great job of trying to collaborate with so many areas on campus as well as those in Grand Rapids. And the end game is what keeps driving Peter in this initiative to get it done. There'll be a couple recognitions during the game and allow fans to not only thank Kirk but also acknowledge what he's trying to do and being so public about it, because he really wants to have an impact on the future, and I think that's what we all have to embrace and respect. And we love you, Gibby, and we're along this journey with you.
You know, it's interesting. People don't really realize that I was a baseball player for 17 years and accomplished some pretty fun things there in the history of the game, but football really was my favorite. And how did I get to baseball? Because mentors like Daryl Rogers and Danny Littwiler, Daryl suggested I go play baseball just to see how I would do. Maybe I could increase my value in the NFL. And I was ready to quit baseball that spring. And Danny Littwiler sat down and gave me 20 reasons why I should not quit. And fortunately, I hit 2 home runs that game and a couple the next. And then next thing I knew, there's a bunch of scouts in the stands, and I got to play for my hometown. So this is all really fun, and everything that's happened and the ability that we have to impact people still today is because of my MSU family members. And again, Morton Anderson will be there. Alan Trammell is going to come by. Mark Tapling, Rick Otis, Steve Otis, Mark Anderson. I mean, JT, Jim Thomas. It's just amazing how these guys, we've all reconvened, not just for my cause, which is Parkinson's disease, but for many other causes that others have. And it's a really cool thing. And, you know, when things happen, maybe you don't take the time, like when I was in Michigan State in the 70s, to really understand the impact and the excitement and the way things are going to affect you in your life. But I can tell you, since I've been diagnosed with this disease, it's an amazing thing to see the people that have come out. And you know, you meet up with them, you haven't seen them for 30 years, and it's just like yesterday. That's something that's really cool and really powerful, and these guys are all committed to having a good impact on what our cause is.
Terrific.
Nobody will ever forget Eddie Smith to Kirk Gibson.
You know what, Mark, the funny thing is I have more people, they say, they always come up and they say, you know what play they remember of my whole career? What play do you think they remember in my whole career?
You tell me.
They remember when, I think it was Steve Smith, was going on an end run. He got hit. He fumbled in the arms of a DB from Minnesota. I was over on the other side of the field. He took it and was running a touchdown back. He looked like he was gone, and I ran him down
from the other
side of the field. People tell me that's their favorite thing. And you know what? It's my favorite as well.
Yeah. Well, you played baseball like a football player, so it all comes together.
Right. Well, Ambassador, thank you again for your leadership as well. And we look forward to a great event and a big announcement of its success in September.
That was Michigan State University President Luana K. Simon, Spartans Athletic Director Mark Hollis, MSU alumnus Peter Secchia, and renowned Spartan Kirk Gibson discussing the September 23rd Gibby and Friends versus Parkey event to fight Parkinson's disease. For more information on how to join the effort, visit giving2.msu.edu/events/Gibby or call 517-884-1038. I'm Russ White for MSU Today.